Welcome, athletes. If you're treating triathlon swimming like traditional pool swimming, you're setting yourself up for a long day. The primary goal out here isn't raw speed, it's energy conservation. Look at the data. Uncoached swimmers typically operate at just 3% efficiency, wasting nearly all their energy fighting the water. But when we apply proper triathlon swim training, we can slash that energy expenditure by up to 40%. That's not just about the swim leg. It's about preserving vital muscle glycogen for the bike and run that follow. Because triathlon is an interconnected event, emerging from the water energized, rather than depleted, is absolutely critical for overall race success. Now, open water introduces variables that a pool simply cannot replicate. You're looking at mass starts, physical contact, choppy conditions, limited visibility, and the complete absence of lane lines or walls. Success in that environment requires mastering race-specific skills, starting with sighting. Sighting is your navigation lifeline. Beginners should sight every 4 strokes, intermediates every 6, and advanced athletes every 8. The technique is precise. Lift only your eyes while keeping your nose submerged, kick slightly harder to prevent your hips from sinking, and lock your focus on fixed landmarks. You also need to adapt your gear and environment. Practice wetsuit swimming beforehand to get used to the altered buoyancy and shoulder restriction. Simulate race starts and master those buoy turns until they're second nature. And please get into group training. It builds your comfort level with drafting and pack navigation, so aim for at least 5 to 6 open water sessions before race day. Effective training demands structure, not random laps. Experts recommend 2 to 4 focused swim sessions per week, each lasting 45 to 60 minutes. Your workouts should cycle through 3 distinct phases: skill development, base endurance at 70% of your maximum heart rate, and race-specific intervals at 80 to 90%. Every single session must have a clear purpose and follow a consistent structure: warm-up, technique drills, main set, and cool-down. Within those sets, focus on key workout types. Use technique drills like closed fist and single arm, swimming to expose form flaws and improve your water feel. Build stamina with progressive endurance sets that mix easy and fast intervals, and develop multiple pacing gears with speed intervals tailored to race dynamics. But here's the crucial piece that athletes often overlook: recovery. You must schedule recovery weeks every 3rd or 4th week, reducing your overall training volume by 30 to 50%. This allows your body to undergo physiological adaptation and prevents overtraining. Progress tracking has to be systematic and objective. Relying on distance alone is ineffective. Instead, conduct time trials every 2 to 4 weeks while well-rested to assess your pacing and fitness trends, gradually increasing those trial distances to match your target race requirements. Maintain a detailed training log to monitor fatigue indicators. Watch for deteriorating form, abnormal heart rate responses, poor sleep, or plummeting motivation. If your performance declines for 3 consecutive days, reduce your training load immediately. And don't hesitate to use video analysis or professional coach feedback to identify technical inefficiencies that are otherwise invisible to you. Early correction prevents months of practicing flawed mechanics. In summary, triathlon swim success hinges on 3 pillars: efficiency, structured planning, and race-specific preparation. Prioritize technique over power. Balance your technique, endurance, and speed work across consistent weekly sessions, and rigorously practice open water navigation and transitions. Track your progress objectively through time trials and fatigue monitoring, and embrace strategic recovery. By treating swimming as the foundation for the entire race rather than an isolated discipline, you can transform what might be your biggest weakness into a sustainable competitive advantage. Stay sharp, trust the process, and let's get to work.